This is CliffCentral.com.
Cliff Central. Oh, to the sea. You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Nowhere
other
place to be. You listen to
O'Neill
on Cliff Central.
City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
So before this one, you heard from K-Law, a song called Nothing Better. This is Uhuru hanging out with Wizkid. Speedy Donald is also up in there. It's a remix, Ongowami. That's the name of the song. Welcome to the show, man. It's O'Neill on Cliff Central. And Junior is back. So let's catch up with Junior to see where he's been. Junior, where have you been?
I had like a IT course, man. So it's just busy with that, you know.
An IT course?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much. Oh, are you going to be going back again?
I'll just see how things go, man. Okay. If I just want to like upgrade or.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. So are you ready for the show?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Okay. Let's do this, yeah.
At some point, we're going to do a Valentine's special that you've lined up for us.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a medley of a couple of popular songs.
Yeah.
All right. So that's coming up on the show. Stand by.
O'Neill, Africa, and it's O'Neill, Africa. O'Neill, Africa, and it's O'Neill, Africa. O'Neill, Africa, and it's O'Neill, Africa. O'Neill, Africa on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. True. O'Neill, Africa, and it's O'Neill, Africa. O'Neill, Africa, and it's O'Neill, Africa. O'Neill, Africa, and it's O'Neill, Africa. O'Neill, Africa, on Cliff Central, baby.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It's going down. I'm about to catch a body. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No stopping now. I'm about to catch a body. Keep it 100, boy. I know that you want it. Another round, won't remember in the morning. Got on your shirt, put in that work until you clock out. Mike Tyson, boy, you know I got that knockout. Take a dive inside this liquor, got me pulling on your zipper. He wanna hit a lick, I got my laser like a sticker. I woke up in my glory, keep a K with me like Courtney. Sis is shorty, I've been popping like a 40 in the story, baby.
Your body on my body, baby. I'm about to catch your body, yeah, baby. Love the way you grind on me. Said I'm about to catch your body, yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it's going down. I'm about to catch your body.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, no stopping now.
I'm about to catch your body.
You work that thing like a 9 to 5. Clocking or working, putting overtime. I pull up on you with that thing, throw your back. And beat it up like rat tat 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 tat. Got a Uzi on your booty, know you poppin'. Clip after clip, ain't got no problem with me watching. Come on outside, we got all night, pull that TikTok. Smith and Wesson, about to teach your lesson. Lesson starting testing.
And going home, baby, we could go all night, yeah. Drop by your hoes, let me show you I'm a rider. Make the neighbors call the cops, still ain't finna stop. I see these bitches tryna block, take another shot. Bang, bang, you look good, boy, you could be my main thing. Rich sex, I saw your chain slang, I'm on the same thing. Might give in if you don't let up, I'm just tryna fuck your bed up. Talking shit gon' get you hit, boy, don't get wet up, this a setup, baby.
Your body on my body, baby.
I'm about to catch your body in her, baby. Catch your body in, baby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it's going down.
I'm about to catch your body.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, no stopping now.
I'm about to catch your body.
So tell me what you wanna do, baby. So everything is up to you, baby. So it's up to you. Yeah. This could be your best night. Get you home for the night and do you just right. Time of your life. Get you home for the night and do you just right.
Your body on my body, baby. I'm about to catch your body in a baby. I love the way you grind on me. Said I'm about to catch your body in a baby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it's going down.
I'm about to catch your body.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, no stopping now.
I'm about to catch your body.
This could be your best night. Get you home for the night and do it just right.
Catch your body.
There's a brand new one from Dreezy. It features Jeremiah. The song was called Body. Gina is about to mesmerize the ladies out there for his Valentine's special. So a medley courtesy of Junior is coming up. See if you recognize some of the songs in the medley.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Central, OC, O'Neal on Cliff Central. OC, OC.
O'Neal on Cliff Central.
OC,
OC. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
OC, OC.
Yeah, baby.
Our first guest for the day will join us in the next 10 minutes. Until then, here is Junior, Magic Touch. What's up? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, as I said, see if you recognize any of the songs. This is a special dedication to all the women out there, from Junior's heart to yours. He's doing a random selection of songs in the form of a medley. I have no idea what these songs are, but you decide. Please do keep in touch with us. You know the numbers and you know the handle is O'Neal Africa. Do share any thoughts you have with us. Gina, take it away.
It's City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Recognize this. Okay, so this is Endless Love. Either Roberta Flack with Lionel Richie or Mariah Carey and Luther Vandross.
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
Okay, cool. So it's Endless Love. Mm. Okay, so continue. Let's see if I recognize the next one. Kat, do you recognize this?
Obviously.
Huh?
Yeah, obvious. What this is Casey and Jojo all my life.
It is so corny. That's how you recognize it.
No, I just know my music.
Gosh, you remember when this song came out?
Yeah.
It was nauseating.
I was probably in like primary school or something.
Jeez, it was the most annoying song.
No,
like
wasn't.
Elderly people and young people are just singing it everywhere. Okay, so we get that. So it's Casey and Jojo.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So let's move on. Let's see what else you have.
Anthony Hamilton.
Pass me over. Wow, I'm actually impressed, Kat.
Even this is new music.
Okay, so let's let him play for a little while. This is a great song.
It is.
Okay. Anthony Hamilton, Pass Me Over.
Mm-hmm.
place your call.
Sent from sent from a heaven sent. Okay, okay. Yeah, that got me. Keisha White.
Yeah. What's the name of the song?
The original is by Jonah Matrading. The Weakness in Me.
Weakness in Me. That's one hit wonder for this chick, sure. You?
Maxwell?
Yeah.
This woman's work.
I still don't hear it.
Still don't hear it?
No.
It's so clear though.
Yeah.
Ah, Blackstreet. But there's somebody who did this before Blackstreet. But
yeah,
I don't know.
It's been sampled so many times. I actually forgot that. The original artist, but it has been sampled so many times. I think it's Bootsy Collins. I'm not sure. Yeah. Yeah, this song was actually annoying as well when it came out.
Don't leave.
Yeah. It's the ultimate crybaby song.
Breakup song.
Okay. Are we on to another one?
Yeah.
Let's test Cat. Cat wouldn't know this.
I do. Hold on. I Will Never Leave.
Yeah.
By.
Got it.
R. Kelly. And it's from the Chocolate Factory album.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, that's it. You listen. No, you rock. Do you have anything for us?
Yeah.
Actually, this album just flew under the radar. It didn't do well.
That was one of my favorite albums.
But it's got some great songs in it. Okay, I have no idea what this is.
Sahara.
Lolliway. Oh, Simone, you got it. I would have never guessed, though.
Oh, okay.
It's like the deeper side of it. Are we still on Zara?
Yeah. Play something from... what's that song we interviewed the guy? Afro Traction. Yeah. There was one particular song that we both liked, and he performed it live.
There's so many songs.
Okay, I have no idea what the name is. Okay, so Wangina, what is it? She's undressing, like she's literally undressing. Wow. Who knew this side of you? Okay, I don't know what this is.
It's not Afro Traction, in my view.
Is it?
Yeah.
The first one, apparently the first one was Ngawe.
Yeah.
Nguwe.
Ngawe.
I swear, like, she's undressing. Yes, you need to see her. She's doing somersaults. Okay, we need one more test for Cat. Before we allow in our first guest for the day,
I want some like 80s, 90s soul, okay. R&B.
Just try and think deep.
Flavor.
Try and think deep, yeah.
Okay.
But not jazz. Jazz is you and Duncan.
We had Grant Chiguana in here the other day.
Really?
Yes.
Legend. Nice.
Is this local?
No.
This is... That's all I could think of. No, dude. Even I don't know. What is this?
Oh, man. It's Golden Oldies. It's like... Yeah,
no, this sounds like something you would hear at Orbit. Like...
No, man. Really, it's too deep. Like, this what is like old.
Okay, we talk. I'm music. Talking like okay, the old. Temptations, OJ's,
yeah,
like, Anita Baker,
Motown,
Luda,
Motown soul,
Motown.
Mm.
You know the Leverts, Gerald and Eddie.
Yeah, no, that's too much for all of us.
Yeah, yo. I'm still trying to
okay.
think. Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. We've got our first guest joining us. But before then, I'm going to play you a song. And this, I promise, is the last Valentine's song we're going to play on the show. Because, come on, guys. Yeah, no, like, seriously. This is the last song we're going to play.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
You listen to a real old Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. Real old Cliff Central. WOC. Real old Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I promise I'll be worth the wait.
I've actually been yawning. And I played the song my damn self. This is Janet Jackson. Look, don't get me wrong. I love this type of stuff. But right now... It just feels awkward, like, just playing this around this time. At least when Janet is around, there's a possibility of her popping her titty, you know? Like, while you're watching her perform the song. That was Let's Wait a While, Janet Jackson. Our first guest is live in the studio. On the flip side of this, we hang out with our first guest. Stand by, don't move. If you really are Giga, yeah.
One of them will rise, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, but till we go fall, they'll be so surprised. Pain in my thoughts, trying to write the song, but no pen could write my wrongs. Thinking of the things I did, just trying to win. Forgot family until I had a dying kin. Now I'm dreaming of a time we could have spent. I could have been a better cuz, could have made a good attempt. Mind your boy, you're gone and. But you remain in my voice and songs. And my heart, my ancestry, my poise is strong. So when I war in this jungle, my noise is calm. From here to Niger, still on the search for the Rans and Nairas. Lones with tigers, still on the verge to rise up. You still in the curb and ciphers, now that's for misers. And I'm trying to get paid, and God gave me the way, the talent that he gave.
Some things change, some remain the same. If you really are Chica,
yeah. We gon' fall, one of them will rise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, but till we gon' fall, they'll be so surprised. From Sugarli, Nabona Lente Lulanje. As long shall and kusha chip. You're still a living good life, umnande. Animal, give the game life, jumanje. Hey, umfanagama kubane. Africa's champ, umbaye. Been killing for Mzugwane, and I've been running it for long, rap Mugabe. Yeah, I'm with my boys, cruising die Scott Paula. Ski belly Porsche and die Rosemore. Oh, Stroller lies all corner. Maras Cruci blind and Maras Yen Forger. I know they die in a plot, but we strike while the iron is hot. We turn us on Gova. I know they firing shots, but it's okay, got my eyes on the guap, we find us on Bola.
Some things change, some remain the same. If you really are Jigga,
yeah,
ba-ba,
yeah, 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 ha. But till we go fall, one of them will rise, yeah, 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 oh. But till we go fall, they'll be so surprised. Fill it out, yeah, vele ngasho ngathi. Bafuna isandla nengalo mngani. Bafuna uhambe ngesaba isikhathi. When I talk with the pastors, but big ingathi. So we don't vision the same thing. Everything I vision, I envision the claim king.
Nah, we don't mission the same thing. Everything I mission, the admission is pain king. And blood and sweat, tears and stress. It always gets harder when you near success, yeah. So I'm a little crucial, and never give up, and fitting it would lose it. And better live up to all the disciplines, cause if a footing you go takes more than wishing it. Gotta get up and go, push a presser, cause if you ever die broke, I'm a presser.
Some things change, some remain the same.
So let me tell you a very interesting story about this song. This is Marks. The song is called Change. While I was in the Big Brother house, this is 2013. This is one of the few songs that I appreciated. And I couldn't hide just how disgusted I was about some of the music that was played. And if you watched the show, you would know. I used to roll my eyes when most of the music was played. But if you remember well, this is a song that I used to go punk over. And we've got Mugs in the studio right now. We've been trying to get this man in the studio for the past year. What's good, bro?
I'm good, my king. What a nice introduction, brother.
Listen, lovely man. For I don't know how many, about at least 80% of songs that came out last year, you were featured. You had a verse. And the one thing that's consistent is that everybody keeps talking about how you kill each and every single verse.
That's
and
love.
It's true, man.
That's love, man. That's
no,
love.
No, for real. Like, you've killed every single verse. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But I think, in fact, let me hear from you. What song do you think yours or someone else put you on the map?
Oh, I mean, I think a song that really put me on the map was I did a feature on Pro Kids' album, Celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate the days, and I think that's when the first time people really heard me on a recording. And Pro's album was like such a sensation then, you know.
Yeah.
First
yeah.
rap guy killing it solo, so that kind of gave me that tension. People started like, okay, cool, this other guy that you roll with, who we thought was your hype man, actually yeah. can rap. Okay, that's dope. We want to hear more stuff. And then obviously the people that knew me were the people like the Slaches, and like those were like the hip hop places we used to go to back then. Those people knew the name, but talking about like nationally, like on radio, a lot of people didn't know. So, but I think that song kind of did things for me. But I mean, it wasn't like a single.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there's no video for it. Yeah. But it was on a strong album, so yeah. people got yeah. to hear it. So yeah, yeah. I think.
Now, then Dales put out Fire.
Oh, ish. That's another one. Okay, now that one. Now that one set me up with everything. Okay, that one got my name like
why do you think that was the case though? Why do you think it took for that to get like that mainstream recognition? Now
I think sometimes we underestimate how important the quality of the music should yeah. be, you know what I mean? I think good music speaks volumes, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think we made a good song, and people you know, they kind of received it well. So I think that's where the magic is. You need to make good songs, because even if you can rap, if you don't make a good song, people are not going to want to hear you rap. That's just a sad part.
Yeah.
And some people who can't really rap, but they make good songs, they're out there, we're listening to them, they're getting played on radio, it's good stuff. So I think good music is imperative.
Now, what's the inspiration for you when you put down a verse? What kind of conversation would you have with an artist before you decide to do a verse?
First of all, I need to understand the concept of the song in its
yeah.
entirety. Like, I hate it when you go to a studio and a rapper is like, the song is about girls. And you're like,
yeah.
what? What do you mean? Like, there's so many topics about
yeah,
girls. Is
yeah,
it
so
the
ambiguous.
Good part of the girl?
Yeah.
Is it the bad part of a girl? Is
yeah.
it what are we doing? Are we falling in love? Are we breaking up? What part? You know, so for me, that's very essential. Then when after I get the concept, I draw from my own experiences. I'm like, does this topic match to my life? Have I gone through something like this? And then I take from that and I put it in song, and it has become natural for me, you know. I mean, over time it kind of became rap, became my diary. That's why a lot of people, like when they hear my album now, like they're gonna hear, you're gonna get to know Mugs, because it's such a personal album, because my music is very personal, and I can't help it. Sometimes I try to write frivolous stuff,
yeah,
and I just find myself going back
yeah.
to going back there to the real stuff. I can't help it, so I just try to keep it authentic as possible.
I've always wondered, isn't there a danger to being everywhere in terms of features, being
yeah.
on such demand and having to work on your own material and then putting out? Like, what goes on in your head? How do you prepare to release your own material and ensuring that people appreciate you for who you are and
Yeah. Look, it's important not to saturate yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you also have to choose what you want to do. I mean, yeah, the features that people heard, these are the features I said yes to. There was thousands of others that people requested and I didn't say yes to because maybe I didn't feel the song vibes with me or whatever. It has nothing to do with the artist, just maybe the song didn't resonate with me. Yeah. You know what I mean? And but then if I mean, the features thing is like, it's features. You're stepping on other people's songs, so it's more fun, you know. I feel like that's where I get to experiment a lot, you know, because there's no pressure. It's someone else's song. I don't have to be the dopest guy there. Yeah. It's not my song, so but sometimes you rap your heart out, and people say you dope, so it's nice. But I think importantly, with your own stuff, it's hella different because now the pressure is all on you. The whole world's looking at you. Your mistakes are your mistakes. No one is making a mistake for you. You know, the beats you choose are yours. So yeah, the music is entirely yours. Yeah, and it's there forever. So with by yourself, it's a bit more pressurized a little bit, but it's also more freeing a little bit. You know, you are more free to kind of try stuff, even though, like, I mean, it's hard when you've sort of created like a fan base because they wanna. They expect a certain thing from you, you know. And as a musician, you have to keep growing and doing different stuff and challenging yourself and, you know, breaking the box, breaking the mold, whatever, you know. So it's a bit tricky, especially when you're on your. I mean, the first album, I find it's a bit easier to do. I think the sophomore is where things kind of they tell.
And perhaps this is why everybody keeps talking about how, you know, 50 Cent can't go back to what he did with the first album.
He can't.
You know, Dre can't. Everybody keeps talking about how the first album is always so authentic.
Yes.
And I suppose you draw a lot from your experiences and there's no interference from whatever temptations that may have come with the life you accumulated as a result of your first project. I suppose that's one of the reasons.
Yeah,
now, here's the song we've been talking about.
Mandela faces on that door, so drive it to the floor.
Now, Ellie, yes, this is fire. All right, so we continue our conversation with Markson. He's in the studio, and we're talking about everything there is to know about him. We hope he will be able to share. Now, you mentioned an album. Are you already working on the album?
Yeah, definitely.
How far along are you?
I am, like, in the crux of it right now, so I've done a whole lot of music, but I'm a Virgo, so I'm a bit like of a perfectionist. So I'm gonna have to wait for the last day when the label pressures me and say, okay, we need the album tomorrow. Then I'll be like, okay, I have to decide which songs I'm using. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm just recording till that day. But so far, I like the songs. I like the music that I'm making.
Any surprises in the album? Is there anything you changed about what we've come to know?
Yes. I think people might hear me engage in some vocal stuff, maybe, you know.
Okay.
They've never heard that side of me, so I'm gonna introduce that side a little bit.
I'll tell you another side that we haven't heard.
Yeah.
So the other side of you that we're gonna tap into right now, Junior, do you have some nice mellow soulful keys right now?
Yeah.
We're only a couple of days away from Valentine's. So why don't we put this to a test? Let's have Max just do whatever he wants over this melody.
Okay. I don't know, man. I'm not really good singer, but
it doesn't have to be singing. You can do a verse.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, right.
You can do a verse.
I kind of like it. Hey. Your name, my name is Margie Cliff Central. Can we get closer, babe? Closer, babe. Come get you off, brother. Closer, babe. I can take you somewhere down Rivonia Road. We can do our thing, then maybe take you home. Right now I'm chilling, singing what I'm feeling. I'm not really a singer, but this is what I'm really bringing. You know this, everybody knows this.
Magazine is so focused. Magazine is so focused. Yes, you know. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, we chilling on Cliff Central. Baby killing. That's why we do it. Yeah, yeah, we chilling on Cliff Central.
This guy says he can't sing.
That's why we do it.
You need to do more of this. You need to be doing more of this. Okay. All right, so let's just switch it up a little bit and do this.
Okay. Oh.
I need a verse from you, Sash.
All right.
Hey.
I ain't freestyling in a minute. It's okay, though. It's okay, though. Because everybody will listen when I say so. It's let me double. You know I never play, though. What up, ho? Come get a little closer. We could go to the club and sip mimosas. I got some OA. Maybe we can do a thing. Maybe do a duet. All in the bed, you know. And maybe call a friend. You know, whatever. We could do it. You know I got it. I make the hottest music. You know my influence will affect everybody in the game. In the ghetto, everybody in the burbs. You know how it is. Your girls in stiletto wanna hang with a nigga like me. You know how it is. Spike Lee when I shoot a movie. Cause I shoot at you dudes. You can do nothing to me. I know the haters wanna sue me, so do it. I got no money, but I got plenty honeys. I got plenty things. Yes, gonna call me the Joba King. Yeah, I said it, I'ma say it again. Yeah, I sprayed your friend. Yeah, I ain't pretending again. This is real shit. You know how it is when I spit, anybody feel this. Yes, I got real clips killing everybody in the game. Cause they know Bagazzini ain't no lame. What up?
All right, so there you have it, man. We're still hanging out with Marks, and already a small crowd is starting to form outside. This is the first time ever I've seen a rapper rapping, and outside, the crowd that's forming, it's only made up of men. Now, you're with Cash Time Life.
Yes.
How's the family?
The family's good.
Mm-hmm.
I love the energy within us. I think... yeah, man. I think it's a group of focused men, you know, and a lady and ladies, I should say. Yeah, man. We're just trying to make something out of nothing, and we're doing it. So, yeah.
The one thing that's very obvious is how much you guys support one another.
That's another thing about us. We make sure we support each other. I think like. Look, it's you can blow up by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all have individual careers from different walks, you know what I mean?
DKS,
me, myself. But we feel as a unit we are stronger, you know what I mean? As a unit we're more powerful, like we're more durable, and the brand will last even longer. And like, you know what I mean? I think the vision right now is to take this little thing that we've built and make it like even like huge and take it throughout Africa and do all of that. And the only way we could do that is if we stay together and stick together, and that comes with camaraderie, with brotherhood. And
is there anything you regret about where you've been in your career?
Yes, maybe the one thing I regret is that I didn't give people enough music out of all this time, you know. I think, and I was making the music, I just didn't get to release the music. And I obviously times have changed, sounds have changed, and all that music I made, it's a bit old now, but I feel like I should have shared it with the people, you know. I think would have made a huge difference for the game, to my life, you know. But I was going through stuff with my previous record label. They didn't want to release my stuff. It was kind of, you know, not a comfortable situation to be in for like 4 years, you know.
That's
why I had this long gap of not releasing, from the album I dropped, The Breakout, to like 4 years of not doing stuff, because I was caught up going to court, doing all these things, just trying to get myself in a nice dope situation, you know. And
is there anyone that you're working with right now who inspires you?
Oh man, I have to say, like it's gonna sound like I'm buying face or I'm biased or whatever, but look, I think everybody in the camp inspires me differently. I know that sounds, maybe it sounds like a cop out, or I'm trying to
save.
No, but on the real, like, I admire KO for certain things. He's business acumen, his focus, you know what I mean? Amaya easy for his creativity, you know, his ability to finish a project. I admire Kidex for breaking the mold, you know, out the box, thinking out the box, stretching himself. So I admire a lot of individuals for different things. There's scholar, there's other people behind the music, we're not necessarily in front, and those people also inspire me. You know, people I've been with in the game. Yeah, sure. You know.
Guys out there fishing, you know, for compliments.
Fishing out there. No, but I mean, everybody. I think everybody inspires me. Like, even we have a new guy now, Masandi. He just dropped his single. I don't know if you guys just interviewed him just now.
Yeah.
He also inspires me. I mean, the kid is new. He's living his dream. He left Durban to come be in Joburg and finesse his dream. And that's inspiring. You know, a lot of people should take heed to that. Sometimes you need to sacrifice to make your dream come true. You know.
All right, cool stuff. So let's take a song. We're coming back. Nice keys for you.
They used to say this shit is silly, but now we're killing every city. Finally rapping got us paid, and nothing ever was the same. Have to admit it that we made it. We f***ing chicks for entertainment and making hits for center stages. They never cared, was never gracious. Sebati maga mina na we tell us good. Au faganyani kipa go and join the zoga. Ben whoopi basa fasa bas kipeli fuba. Matasa kasa hamba bas vimbeli koda. But nani chela I jig. Hambu yo shebe la bagin. Cause I told you I made the magic. Praise the classics. You should have been patient, bastards. Raise your glasses.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Never teen love.
We did it. We did it.
Never teen love.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Never teen love.
We win it. We win it.
Never teen love. Told you the good life. Paga mama komish. So got my pair, fuck sell my cut bogies. We need a spell, a cell, ain't no letter. Fede na wobafu, liles ya bangena. Well, hate a tell a friend, go shake a shalela. We bout to rain again, kupuli umbrella. And this time will be forever. We had an error making errors. But we got clever taking measures. The money came, the woman
redder.
Say tata, say shit, just say fuck it, cousins. I keep us in double guys in the middle of me shying, oh mama. Feliz your cup, I late pick up a sazo call, I get cheap, I say grew Latina, my gal, yeah, go call my man. A champagne celebration,
never tin love.
The strand game, levitation,
never tin love.
You can feel the love in the air, shuffling gears, and it's gaining momentum, so there's nothing to fear, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Never tin love,
we did it, we did it.
Never tin love,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Never tin love,
we win it.
Never teen love. Told you the good life. I got my mask on me. So got my pair, box sell out my cut bogeys. It's funny now, funny how these non-believers all love it now. Calm it down, get out my face with that feature. Shut it down, I couldn't hear you through the smoke, boy. This is that loud, hey, what a clown, hey. Nigella from the start, we don't fuck around. Siaba level up from the charts to the underground. So give us all our stripes, don't you undercount. Or find yourself out the loop when we buckle down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Never teen love.
We did it, we did it.
Never teen love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never teen love.
We win it, we win it.
Never teen love. Told you the good life, I got my mask on me.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On one, two, three, let's go.
You listen to a real old Clip Central. Radio has never been this good. A real old Clip Central. Double OC, double OC. A real old Clip Central. Radio has never been this good. A real old Clip Central. Double OC, double OC.
All right, so we're back with our first guest for the day. It's Max, and we just took a song from him, a song called Bebatini.
Yes.
So this is going to appear in the album.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a title for the album yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Nobody has heard it.
Nobody has heard it. Life of Pablo.
Like, listen, I'll tell you something. I decided like 2 days ago what my album's going to be, and I haven't even told the office, so I think they're going to be upset if I said it on radio first.
No, come on, the office. The office.
I need to tell the office first. Okay, the album is this, and then...
Okay, so we're not going to know for now.
No, not for now. No. But next time you get me here...
So it's not the life of Pablo.
The life of Maggie. How many times did he change his title, that guy? Dude, like four times.
What kind of nonsense?
So help me God. Swish. What was the last one?
I can't
Waves.
Remember. It's been a rough out there. Now, speaking of the industry as a whole, away from your camp,
yeah.
Tell me about some of the people in the industry who you admire and why.
Wow. I admire lots of guys for different things. I think one of the biggest inspirations for me for the game has to be HHP. I think watching HHP be the first guy to do it. I mean, HHP did it when the whole game was kind of like against hip hop.
You know,
he did it. He started with Verbal Assassins back then. Those that know his history, you know, Verbal Assassins, and he did his thing. And I feel like locally he did so much for the game, and he should be more recognized for that. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I don't think half the Mufftown guys that are we hearing now will be out here, you know. So HHP deserves a lot of credit, and I admire him for his tenacity and still being in the game and still being relevant even after all these years, you know what I mean? So I think that's super dope. And I admire a lot of guys for different things. I mean, I admire also the new guys for the music, perhaps, maybe not achievements. I mean, I like MT stuff. I think Every's such a good album.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy Nasty. I want to hear more of him. I haven't heard enough, but I enjoy the kid. Kid is dope. I mean, I like AKA Casper with the Dome. I think that was a huge, huge, huge coup for hip hop. You know, so we have to pick him up for that. Keenan, dopest music out now. So I admire a lot. I mean, I can't, like you said, outside my camp, so I'm not bringing them in. But yeah.
Now, everybody has a foundation. Everybody in the hip hop industry or anyone who occasionally gets behind the mic, they'll tell you what their foundation is.
Yeah.
What is it for you? Was it the West Coast? Was it the boom bap?
East Coast.
What was it for
you? I grew up East Coast.
You have to be the rarest of breed.
Dude, East Coast. Biggie, Queensbridge. Queensbridge in terms of everybody. The Nas, the Mobb Deeps. That was my school of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then I actually loved the West a bit later in my hip-hop life. You know what I mean? I didn't really vibe with Pac until later. I'm one of those late Pac bloomers where it's like... Oh, actually, this guy's not so bad. He's dope. Then listen to more stuff. It's like, yo, actually, Pac is actually quite dope. I mean, I was caught up in the Biggie thing, and I was Team Biggie back then. So,
interesting. Yeah, interesting. So, interesting. Now, is there anyone who stands out as the greatest of all time? I know everybody
There's
says it's unfair.
There's only one greatest.
Really?
Of all time. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Jay-Z.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Like, if we have to say greatest of all time, we have to put everything on the table. You know what I mean? We have to put
lyrics. Okay, no, let's forget the business.
We have to put, put everything. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if we have to go with lyrics, it changes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because
okay.
Often, like some rappers are dope. They might not have everything else. But I think Jigga, in terms of achievement, he was the one rapper where he had the dope lyrics.
Yeah.
He had the hits. He has the business acumen. He signed rappers. He had a record label. He did it big. He has the flyest girl in the game. I mean,
okay, let's strip away the glam.
Or the glam.
Let's take away the glam.
Yeah.
Let's talk about lyrical prowess. Just
the dopest lyricist.
Yeah.
That's a different question.
Somebody who's nice with it and who's been able to sustain it, dead or alive, but during their time, somebody who was just able to sustain it and it just kept on evolving with time.
Biggie comes to mind.
Okay, he had flow.
Nas comes to mind.
Wordplay.
Nas comes to mind. I also love these other rappers that maybe, I don't know if everybody, they're not really mainstream like that, but they're okay.
Yeah.
They're getting there. I mean, I enjoy like the Nipsey Hussles of this world.
Yeah.
You know, Nipsey, for me, West all day. He's bringing the West back, you know. I enjoy guys with content, you know,
okay.
More than anything. So, terms of lyrics, the dopest, it's hard to say who the dopest is, because like the way Nas's street poetry is compared to someone else who's dope is different. Nas had its own way of killing the street poetry thing. That was his own angle, you know what I mean? And so I think in terms of dope lyrics, it has to be Nas, man. Nas did it all. Like I tell people about this concept, I'm like, who comes up with a concept called I'm a gun? The guy raps about that he's the gun, and
it's
he
speaks metaphor,
about
yeah.
how it moves from different hands to this yeah. and does this. For me, that's powerful stuff, you know. Yeah. And you listen to a song like Rewind, the guy raps in reverse, like, you know, the bullet goes back in the gun goes back in the what you like. Dog, who thinks like this? Nobody yeah. thinks that this
no,
is
no, that's true.
This
that's
is warped. True. You know what I mean? So I think he's
so
he's
that's the, what fascinates best. You.
Yeah, that's
all right. You are a rapper as well, sir. Mm. So we might as well just once again test you.
That kid.
We're not gonna have mugs here, not have a rap, right?
Okay. Okay. Look. Okay. I like this, man. Woo. Okay. Off the top. Look. I menage these bars, buddy. Then I finesse the beats and touch large money. Then we address the streets, oppress your heat. We don't do other stuff, but we do the good stuff. It's M-A-double, you know, never bluff. Okay, I'm kind of slipping now, cause it's just a different sound. But I'm still an enemy. Every time I rap, check the profile. You know the style may just change on you. The style must just change on you. I must flame on you. Proceed to put the game on you. You just a lame, you dudes. You can't do this like M-A double. I spell trouble. You know how it is. I keep it on the humble. I seldom mumble like right now as I'm rapping. But it's still okay, cause I'm still snapping. I'm snapping with the lyrics. I'm taking all your bitches up. I'm swearing it's a privilege, cause I'm on Cliff Central and I do what I like. I do what I want. I might just roll up a blunt and smoke it in the studio. You know how it is. Call up a booty hole to chill with me as I do my thing. Like, you know I'm a king. Like, I'ma just take my gun out and just swing and bang everybody in the room. You know how it is. You don't have to assume the name is Muggy. You know it can get ugly. It's funny how you girls wanna chill with you lame dudes in the club, and I'm watching like, why you do that, girl? Where they do that at? This is Joburg, girl. We don't do that trap. We don't do that crap. We just do them raps, and them raps sound ill on every motherfucking track. I could take it back to fire with L.E.S., yeah. You rappers will still retire, cause you never make it then, you never make it now. Every time I rap, the whole hood is proud. They put my name in the air. You know how it is. I'm about to conquer here. I make another career. Cast time now. I'm about to blast rhymes down. I'm about to blast you clowns, harass you down, and pet you and take your money. Everything is M-A double. Whatever.
Okay, cool. So Junior is clearly ooh. Open.
Yeah.
Junior open clearly.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. So we've got more guests joining us shortly. Stand by for this. This is happening right now. This is coming up.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Cliff Central, WOC, O'Neal on Cliff Central. O'Neal on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
Why I say? Don't know upon the life then. Man tell him say it's a real thing this. Check, city, check. Coolin' and run around the city. Do what I want cause I get it. All of my bitches is pretty. So high I pay myself a visit. I'm living this life, this is my time. Nigga, you done know. I got a side, I got a wife. Nigga, you done know. I'm living life, ready to fight. Nigga, you done know. I got this time, stay down the ride. Nigga, you done know. Done know, my nigga, you done know. I got so much of a chance, lelela bashana, they don't know. Why I say?
Wash, 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 wash,
those who doubt it. I can't do nothing without it. The studio suddenly crowded. Coolie with my niggas out. Lord knows I've been dead. Now all your niggas is running the town. How can I hear you? My country is loud. No matter what, I know mama is proud. Yeah, ain't need no. Yeah, ain't need no. Bangkuna pants, best you say. Yeah, ain't need no. Yeah, ain't need no. Ika malami zeli kulu me.
You're living a lie. You wanna hate cause you're suffering. But I bet I will survive. Cause the noose is mine, so come let's battle it. You think you're living a lie. You wanna hate cause you're suffering. But I bet I will survive. Cause the noose is mine, so come let's battle it. You saw my kids, I got these, I got kids, I got let's on it. And then with the work, I get suck, I live when I was up. I can't eat up. Ambitious forever, who be telling love.
Cooling and run around the city. What I want cause I get it. All of my bitches is pretty. So high I pay my visit. I'm living this life. This is my time. Nigga, you done know. I got a side, I got a wife. Nigga, you done know. I'm living life, ready to fight. Nigga, you done know. I got the time, stay down the ride. Nigga, you done know. I got the done know. My nigga, you done know.
Was about to go ham till I realize I'm godly. So I kill him softly. Y'all ain't players, y'all need coaching. Pressure, y'all ain't coping. Flows on steroids, might need a piss test. Lucky I ain't even met your bitch yet. Charlie, schedule that we get Alibara and that don't suit ya. Luck for beginners, no. Built like a winner. I've been hungry, eating, spawning for dinner. All I needed was a kick like my linger. Yeah. I've been in city, they tell you to bust up like BG, but I got my skinny. Just like a hippie when I'm a hippie. I just signed the deal, it don't have for my teeny. Sava, I'm picking up, blow me like gimme. My boys got bus like who scoop my cutscene. I left my city for chasing a dreamy. Oh, I don't care like Evili, I'll jiggy. MTN 50, let's make a mini. I'm gonna ball like Uma Kayantini. Ain't gonna die without buying a GP. Man of the house like I'm Vinny Da Vinci.
Cooling and run around the city. Do what I want cause I get it. All of my bitches is pretty. I'm living this life, this is my time, nigga, you done know. I got a side, I got a wife, nigga, you done know. I'm living life, ready to fight, nigga, you done know. I got the time, stay down the ride, nigga, you done know. I got the time, done know, my nigga, you done know. I got the time, so much I'm about to tell you, they they don't know. Why I say?
It's city's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusives.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Can I have another cookie?
Mom,
ladies love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ladies love. O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Central, 00C, 00C, O'Neal on Cliff Central, 00C, 00C,
O'Neal on Cliff Central,
00C,
00C. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central,
00C, 00C.
Yeah, baby.
Tell me now, do you wanna get down? Hey, yeah, do what I do when you hear the sound.
You're new to the, it ain't hard to tell. No, you're used to the, you ain't never fell. In love, little zipper, and my bill and my man. I love to watch it slow, you should shake it fast. Now watch yourself, show me how to work with that. Bum, bum, dipping low, all the way as I slam it like bum, bum, big and low. Oh, yeah. Sin, 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 sin. I been, go picking in. Sipping on gin, 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 gin. Just to get this in, zin, zin, I'm sinking in tonight.
It's a brand new one from Victoria Kimani featuring Kulichana all the way. It's the name of the joint. We continue with the show. Mugs is still in the building. Victoria Kimani just joined us. She just moved to South Africa. Like, this is her thing now. Like, she ought to be speaking Zulu by now.
I have not moved.
You well?
I'm very well. I would love to move here. Do you have space in your house?
There's too much space.
Oh, man. I'm
too
moving
much,
in.
Too much space.
You'll create space for me.
On, it really depends on your gender.
Wow.
All right. So the show, listen, it's about to be lit. We welcome in the studio Victoria Kimani and Emma Naira all the way from Nigeria. She's been here for a week now and she's leaving tomorrow. Why? Like, why? Why would you do that?
I don't want to leave Josie in there. Hey, I learned something. Hey!
Okay, what is it that you've learned? This I have to hear.
You guys say yebo a lot and neh.
Yeah.
And you guys say yebo. You guys say eh. Yeah, we say how far now? What's your dinner? Yeah. How you doing now?
Okay, I see. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome everybody else who's been here. So, let's welcome Emma Naira in the studio.
Thank you.
You grew up in Texas.
Yes, I did.
And you moved to Nigeria 2012.
Yes, I did.
Did you move with the entire family?
No, it was just me. My parents and my immediate brother and sister are in America. I decided to move to Nigeria because that's like our Hollywood. That's like our music mecca. And when I was singing while I was in school, I noticed that when you bring in any Niger artists, they're always going to be the ones to close the show. And all of us, they called us the hometown heroes. We would kill ourselves to be on the same shows, but you're not going to get worldwide recognition unless you're starting from your starting point, which would be Lagos or anywhere in Africa. So that's what people don't realize. You need to take advantage of the fact that you live in Africa, because this is where people look to for music. Beyonce is looking here for music. Kanye West is looking here for music. So it's Africa is really, really, really a musical mecca right now.
Now, your project, let's talk about that. Is it an album? What is it?
This is just a single I'm releasing. It's actually a rejuvenation of my song For My Mata. I put Kato Ranking on the remix, so that's what I'm pushing right now. And I actually, this is my first interview. I dropped it today, the song and the video.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so nice one. So
I'm premiering it with O'Neal. You diversioned my song.
All right, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to smoke this song. Let's go. It's a brand new one. It's a remix that features Kato Ranking. All right.
He said he liked the way I come. He said he liked the way me run the show.
for my undies. The guy on it and he's ready to spend it. The guy on it and he's ready to spend it. He said he like my mama tell me where I bend it. My mama tell me where I bend it. Come take it, you know say you want it, you want it. Papi, come get it, come get it. You know say you want it, you want it. Boom. Let me show you what a bad girl do. You go show me what a bad guy do. Let me take you on a little jet cruise. Jet cruise, we play by my rules.
So evidently, this is not the remix that we're looking for, but it should be ready in just a little while. We'll check it out just now. We're still hanging out with Emma Naira, and we're just talking about her life and why she's leaving tomorrow. Mugs is also here.
Yep.
Hopefully.
I like your song.
That was a sick freestyle earlier.
Thank you, love. I like your song. Well,
thank you.
Do you guys mind? Like, can we move out? Do you guys want us to leave
here?
Why can't we just give each other?
We don't mind. We don't judge. We don't judge.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, if you like each other so much, why don't y'all just be with each other?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You want me to get muggy up in here?
We are curious people. We just want to move out the way.
I mean,
you know?
I'm just saying, if you like it, if you like each other so much, just be with each other then.
Anyway, so are we going to get into a freestyle?
Again?
How many flags are
you like?
This is
like the third one.
Are you serious? Are you trying to drain me for all you got?
Okay,
tonight?
Now, Victoria is used to it. Like, she's done it. Although, last Friday she didn't, so...
Well, yeah, because there was somebody missing.
How about I listen to them this time?
No, 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 you're about to... You're not going to have two women just going at each other. I mean,
that's
singing.
That's what she said.
And then you're just going to stand there.
Yeah, take us nowhere.
All right, so Gina is going to... This is how it's going to work. Gina is going to play a melody. And either one of you guys will come up with, I don't know, something. Either the hook or whatever. Whatever it is that you want. Let's just get some progression going. And then we create a brand new song on the spot.
Is somebody going to record this? Because this might accidentally be fire. We don't want this fire to go away. So somebody got to do, you know, just a messy video or something. But,
So listen, this might actually be accidentally fire.
There's no room.
The podcast will be ready in about... That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. So you'll be able to download it and listen to it as you please.
Nice.
So... you guys decide if you like what Gina is doing. Now, Max, let me remind you, Valentine's around the corner.
Oh my God, something just hit me.
Okay, that's good. We like that.
The last time I was here, I asked you to play this song that was me, Emma, and Cynthia Morgan.
Okay.
And remember, I don't know if you remember, but I asked you to like learn the chords, and then I started trying to sing it, and Praise was here. See, O'Neal's always bringing all the artists together. You know? So now he probably forgot. He probably doesn't even remember.
I remember that. But I don't know if Junior remembers the keys, though.
I'm just saying, you know, since we're all here now.
Come on, Junior.
Okay, so, well, you could just lead the way and he'll be able to play as well. You can start singing and he can play behind you, or you can just follow what he's playing.
Give us something messy, Junior. Let's go something. There. Something, anything. How you feeling? Don't be girly because we're girls. Make it rough because Muggs is here. We don't want to.
No, I don't want to. I actually enjoy soft.
Yeah, oh, wow.
This conversation is going.
Yo, I have no idea where we are right now.
A little bit extra.
Hey. I don't care if it's Valentine's Day. You still get nothing from me.
Ain't no Valentine, bitch.
What?
You
ain't no
tongue.
Valentine's, bitch.
I don't care.
Ain't
if it's
no Valentine's,
Day.
Bitch.
You still get nothing from me.
What? Ain't no Valentine's, bitch.
I ain't giving you money.
Giving you money.
I ain't giving you shit.
I ain't giving you shit.
Only this dick.
We don't want it, we don't want it, we don't want it right now.
Say, I ain't giving you money.
I ain't giving you money.
I ain't giving you shit.
I ain't giving you
money. Just only this dick.
We don't want it. We want the money and the car and the clothes. No,
I ain't no care. Valentine's.
Alright, let me break some down.
What are we doing?
What happened to the love? What happened to the love now?
I threw it away.
Why?
I threw it away. That's what happened to the love.
What happened to love, Vicky?
See, the problem with the love was.
Back up, vocal.
What happened to the love? Okay, we got a hook right now.
Oh, I like the attitude.
What happened to the love?
What happened to the love? Yeah, what happened to the trust? Men and women don't trust no more. We just want the money, cars, and the clothes, and the hoes. We don't really want to love no more. We don't really want to see the shine in the eye. To realize that when the love is never close, you want to be with someone that you love the most. But it's 2016 and we know that love doesn't really exist. What happened to the love? What happened to love? What happened to love? What happened to love?
The truth
is,
the
truth
is,
the love went away with your wallet this morning. Said she gave you that good pussy. You want it this morning.
Oh my God.
That's where the love went.
Ooh. Hey, too.
She went and where you want it this morning.
Yeah.
She even took your Rolex, the one that your last bitch bought for you. Yeah. She took it.
Like,
what happened to the love?
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah. Take it from the top.
Now, ooh. What happened to the love?
Yeah.
The love, the love, the love would say, ooh. What happened to the love?
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Said, is it really real? We chilling here with O'Neal. Live on the clip. We got it, let it unlock. Niggas, and we not feeling muggy. Niggas wanna get with Victoria Kimani. I really know, but I ain't no rapper. But niggas let me know. You making me mad, you making me sad. There ain't no more love, we ain't no more glad. So
oh my God.
Yeah. She said,
what happened to the love?
Oh my God, it sounded so beautiful right now.
I told you that
ain't no Valentine's.
What happened,
bitch,
to the love? Let's keep going right here. I said,
O'Neal, you might need to join
what
in.
To the love? my God.
See, because I've been indirectly asking O'Neal on a date for the past 3 weeks. Hey. And he just...
I'm the Michelle of this group. I'm the Michelle of the group.
You want to go a date, man?
Junior on the keys, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Matt, we got Macintosh in the building.
He said, Macintosh.
Yes, or not. Wow. Oh, man. Such, wow.
I told you it was going to be accidental fire. I said it.
No, she called
my
it.
My instincts are not
it.
Wrong.
She called it. Listen, the podcast will be available. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. You'll be able to download it and listen to it whenever you feel like it. We've got Emma Naira in the studio. Who, so is this going to be, let's record this. Why not?
Yes.
I told you. See,
look, that was just Emma's warm up. Don't sleep. Realize what's about to happen in this studio.
My coach, I
Emma,
you to have
I told you
we're
coming
right
back
now,
with treats.
Because we're going to make money off this messy O'Neal freestyle. And O'Neal's going to push it for us on the low.
Yeah, so no, this is what I do. I push on the low. That's what I do.
Oh my God.
Now, let's get back to you. Tell us about some of the people you're working with on your project.
Okay, I've worked with David O, I've worked with Victoria Kimani, I've worked with Cynthia Morgan, I've worked with Shay Shay, Yemi Alladay. I'm working on, this year is my hashtag year of the woman. I want to see us doing very well in the industry. I feel like we have a lot to offer, but men, not only are men more consistent, they help each other a lot, and women are not as good as that. So that's why you'll see me a lot with her, with Vicky, because I feel like... if people see a trend of women working together, it will become more natural for us. And it's very essential that women start to do this. Some women have done it very well in the past, but it's like, it's not a sure thing. It's not something that's just normal like that.
I need to understand, what is it that, why is it that women just can't work with one another in that way? Like,
because sometimes we be stealing each other's mans and stuff. So no, I'm just
no, we said because sometimes
women, you know how women were very emotional, and being an artist is like the height of emotion. So sometimes sharing that with another person, especially another female, you don't really want someone to come in. You don't trust people in your space.
Another thing that I find is that, like, because men, I'm sorry, this is not a male bashing thing, because we actually really love men. No, but you guys kind of make it a little bit hard for the girls in the industry. Like, because what they do is they put this hashtag and just be like, you're the number one female artist, and then it just always puts you against other girls automatically.
Yes, it does.
And it's like, so there's no room for my sis over here who does the same thing, and she has been for her whole life. Like, so the whole perception is actually stupid. And honestly, I've always wanted a sister. I have two older brothers, and I used to like complain to my parents, like, why didn't you guys make me a sister? So I've always wanted like a female presence in my life that is someone that like I can understand me, especially musically. So it's a very special bond to have.
You are you ready to propose? Because it's Valentine's
Nah, I said sister, not wife. I'm looking for a husband, a South African husband.
I think you mentioned something. You mentioned something interesting, because I've always wondered, a woman would be around five male artists in a stable, and suddenly she's named the first lady.
I hate that title.
The first lady. How come there's never any second lady?
Listen, I am the classic example.
Low-key, it really is the first lady. Okay, can I just give a quick example of when a first lady thing kicked into me? When I saw Nomuzi with Cash Time at a party, this girl really is the first lady, though. Yeah. Like, she was actually mama. She was cleaning up. She was helping the boys. She was their sister.
It's the first lady,
and they respect her equally. Yeah. So it's like, I get it in that case. And that's actually Emma, you were really the first lady.
I was under a label, and
were you the first lady?
Gosh, that was my title. Like, that was my title. I didn't mind it. I loved it.
Were you making coffee? What is it that you were doing?
It's not like that.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. They were making coffee for her.
Put it in perspective.
You didn't travel with us. Don't mind Nigeria.
Okay.
It's just like a position that you kind of wear it with pride, because you know that if for men to be in a group of men and they respect you, it's a lot. It's not easy. You know, so that type of title, it's not like you self give yourself that. It's what the public perceives you
as. But doesn't that then put you in a little corner? Doesn't that pigeonhole you?
Listen, it's not bad for you. It's bad for if they sign another female artist. That's when it becomes her problem.
So
but
what
being the first
then?
Lady of a record label, so people respect you because.
Is it possible to have two first ladies?
You can't have two first ladies.
Okay.
So the problem is the second female. She's the one that's going to have a problem, not the first lady.
Something like this actually happened.
Okay.
In my situation, because when I signed on to Chocolate City, there was already a first lady.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And then I don't know why, you know, some press people kind of got confused and were calling me that. And I was like, no, I've never wanted to have that title because I didn't really know what it meant, to be honest with you, at
but
that
time.
But
like I said, it's not self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
If they give it to you, then that's how they see you.
Yeah.
So, it's actually like, weird. Think about the first lady in its sense, in its meaning. Like, yeah. It's the wife of the president. So, and it's like that kind of high stature thing, the first lady of the camp, the first lady, she's presidential. And usually when you get hit with that title, that means everybody there is taking care of you. You're not probably dating anybody in the crew. Probably everybody there's like your big brother. So first lady, we gotta take care of her. That's where the title usually stems from.
Yeah.
Unless people are being like funny, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
All right. So there you have it. So I feel like I'm more confused than I was when we started talking about first lady. But we're gonna move on. So we talked about some of the people that you collaborated with. When is the album going to be out? Are we seeing an album coming out?
I'm going to say later this year, but whenever an artist is musically ready, okay. It's not like people that pick a date is because you're under a label that's giving you stress to put out something, but artistically, you will know when it's right to put out an album. So my first album should be done by the end of this year, and I'm not going to put it out unless I spiritually feel like this is the right time to do it.
So what is the flavor like in the album?
Well, I'm a messy Afro pop, a messy Afro R&B.
What does that even mean?
Okay, we got to break down the messy situation. Yes, because he won't
okay,
understand.
Sorry. So messy is like a verb that we use for anything. So if I feel bad, I'll be like, I'm feeling messy. If I feel good, I'll be like, ooh, I'm feeling messy. Or okay. If I like you, I'll be like, ooh, he's messy.
Yeah.
Or if I don't like you, I'll be like, I don't like him, he's messy.
No, he's too messy. Or, it actually applies to everything. Yeah,
it does?
Some messy food now.
Food.
That means it was really good.
So can you have like a messy booty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got a messy booty.
Speaking of which, in S.A., the ladies, what do they eat down here?
Pop, everything pop.
Oh my god!
You know what time?
I know because I started eating it. Because I started getting that booty too.
Oh my god!
Matter of fact, when we leave here, we're going to get some pop.
I am a straight, strictly, but there is bam bam. Yeah.
Listen, I know a place that has bum, the young, sickest bop, the messiest bop.
Wow, are you serious? I like that.
Oh, welcome to the mess.
The messiest pop. Yeah, right. Welcome to the mess.
So, Victoria, let's quickly chat to you. How long are you around for? Are you leaving tomorrow as well?
I'm leaving on Monday.
Oh, you still here?
Are you trying to kick me out? What's the matter, O'Neal?
No, listen.
He works at the visa office where they caught Mos Def at. They took a lot to him.
Oh,
don't
no.
Tell the truth.
Oh, no.
I love the man.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Now, what's happening with the... What are you doing with yourself? I remember the last time you were here, you were recording an album.
Still recording.
No. A video. You were shooting
a video. Yeah, I was shooting a video. I was shooting all the way with Coolie Chana.
Okay.
And now that that's out, really just focusing on the album. But this has kind of been like all the way media tour for me, like just taking the record around to the people and recording as much as possible as I can. But you know, honestly, when I come here, I feel like I'm in the United States of America, so it feels like a vacation, although I'm working, and it's like much needed time away from like the hustle and bustle of the other cities.
Is the industry different from in Nigeria?
I'll let Emma answer that question.
Okay.
Okay. The thing I noticed about here, and this is off the record.
Nice.
Okay.
SA music is very, 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 very different. And by different, I mean, I don't want to say it's more evolved, but you guys are more open to a world sound.
Okay.
In Nigeria, it's one thing and one thing only. Everything. Things come around that change the pace of our beats, such as Davido Aye or Techno Duro, changes the pace, but once you hear bang bang did a bang bang, you're gonna hear 5 or 10 different songs with the same bang bang titty bang bang ting ting bang. But when I'm in SA, it sounds just like that. Bang, 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 bang.
That goes kind of hard. That's like a messy beatbox.
In SA, you can hear SA trap. You can hear SA house. You can hear SA R&B. And to me, as an artist, being able to evolve is so rich. It's so necessary and essential. So the fact that I can sing, many people that know my music don't know I can sing because I'm making Afro beats because I want to make money. But
catch your check, baby. You know that
because in Nigeria, the pay is tax free, so I'm going to get my check, I'm going to get my coin. But as an artist on the inside,
it's tax free.
Okay, guys.
Let's not get into that subject because once you start getting into tax related, situations on the radio,
I'm just saying off the record.
Okay, so I think let's do this. All right. In honor of Emma Naira and how suppressed she's been, and the fact that she's leaving tomorrow.
That sounded a little.
And being like, messy, sounded messy.
Like physical and mental.
And being that she's leaving tomorrow, I think let's enjoy her show. 3 minutes of her singing, Junior. Junior's gonna play some keys, and you're gonna channel. Your Beyonce.
My little cousin says Beyonce.
Yes.
Beyonce. I want to listen to Beyonce. Her name is Beyonce. You do not get to pronounce it differently. No.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to challenge. Victoria is going to give you a topic.
Okay, this is fun.
We do this all day anyway.
This is fun. All
right, so she's going to give you a topic.
Can I switch it up every 2 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, come on now.
Yeah, come on.
Are you promoting me or demoting me?
You know how you do.
Are you trying to shame me in front of my friends? In front of our new friends?
All right, guys, focus.
All right.
Focus. All right, so Junior is going to play Establish a Progression, and you tell us if you're feeling it. Do you want it to be mellow? Do you want it to be slower? Do you want it to be sensual? Do you want it to be messy?
Okay, I'm going to touch you, Junior. Whatever vibe you
okay.
get.
All right, so Junior, you do your thing.
What's the topic, Miss Kimani?
These hoes.
Come on. Okay, you know what? Okay, so before I tell you the topic, I just gotta give my little 2 cents real quick.
Okay, all right.
Okay, no, Emma's honestly one of the best singers, vocalists, that I can think of. So what better to attach a wonderful vocalist to a subject like love?
Okay,
all right. And love in the term of the love is here.
All right, Gina, remember whatever you're playing, we want her to sing.
Okay, love. All right, welcome to the Love Hour with O'Neal, Emma Naira, Victoria Kimani, and Wegley. We got Junior on the keys. All right, Junior, let's go. Feel free. What happened to the love in our life? Is it pressure? Is it strife? Are you looking for a wife? All we know is the money, the cars, the clothes. Who knows where the love goes? Who knows where the love needs to be? I constantly wonder where my love could be. Is it here nor there? I don't know why people cease to care. I really wanna know why. Love keeps passing us by. Oh yeah. And everybody wants to know. I haven't been in love in a long time. All I do is I sing and I rhyme. Cause music never lets me down, yeah. Queens need to come together and unite the crown. Music never lets me down. Music never lets me crown. What happened to the love? Love is all I used to know. Love is what my father taught me as I grow. Love is what my father showed my mother. Yeah, I know. I'm looking for my own kind, my own type, my own one who love me like I'm the sun. Want to be number one. But music is all I know. Hey, them no feel know our struggle. They no feel want make we bubble. They no want us to be rich. They want us to be illegitimate. But guess what? The only love we know is Jah. The only one who love us, right? Not the number one, we the only one. And I like the green and SA, I must say. It's not like Niger all day, but I still rep my green, white, green. I'm still gonna be mean, and I'm still gonna smoke that green. I don't care, I am still going to be here with my girls, and we gonna
run the world, girls. We gon' run the world, girls. That was a shout out to my girl Mac. She like Beyonce, cause we know she bad like that. Now all my girls, we cannot get the realization. We need to get information, help each other out and do it once again. But music is all I know, so what else can I say? This love, I don't know.
Yep. All right, without wasting any time, we've got about 15 more minutes to go. So we're continuing with this. Now we're going to do a collaboration.
O'Neal, you're going to stop paying us. We ain't come out here to be stuck.
Has the vodka set in yet?
No. Takes a
whole
five.
Wow. Oh my God.
Junior, right. I'm taking you back to Nigeria with me. You put me in a good mood. Yeah. Come on, Junior, let's go.
Ooh, me. Mm-hmm.
Put in your resignation later. You're fired. Come on the road.
See, there you go,
I'd love
Junior.
To go to Nigeria.
Yeah, come on, baby, let's go.
That would be awesome.
Are
hope
you sure?
I hope you like spicy
let
food.
Me just, yeah.
And so, tough chicken.
So which jollof rice is the best? Is it the one from
please,
Ghana?
Please, no.
This sounds like a subject y'all
off
have talked
record.
About before.
This
huh?
is off the record.
Who came here and asked you that question, O'Neal?
No, it's all over social media. It's all they talk about.
So by your assessment of social media, which one do you think is better? Not tasting it, just off of social media.
I think Nigeria. Uh-huh. I think Nigerian jollof rice
better
is better.
But
low-key, Aminara, even if it wasn't, they're not going to say that.
Oh, no, I'll say.
You say. She'll say. I'm a food person. She'll say.
If Ghana get it, you know, it's off the record.
All right. So we continue with the show. Muggs is still here. We still have Victoria Kimani, and Aminara is here as well. On the other side of this, we're going to get into a performance, which they dread.
Sing, fire, sing.
So this is the brand new remix, and Officious Pato Ranking is available online, isn't it?
Yes, it's on Vivo. It's on my website, www.emmanaira.com, and it's on every music sharing platform, iTunes, Spotify, Vivo. All
right, nice one. So were you performing this weekend?
No, I'm not performing. I just came in real quick, you know, had a little fun at the Delis party, and then then I just, you know, I'm just here trying to get contacts and shot a little video.
Okay.
And I've never gotten to come to Joburg and just come out and experience, and I've had a really good time, and I wish I could stay a little longer.
Right. So. Victoria, were you performing?
Oh, well, I've got a little appearance situation tonight at
you
Harem.
What?
I said I've got a little appearance situation tonight at Harem.
A little situation.
Okay,
a little appearance. Yeah, a little situation. Tonight at Harem.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sunday I'll be at Kong. Yeah, so we're just showing up and showing out. I'm going to try to convince Emma to stay.
I wish I could.
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, what seems to be the problem?
Yeah, I have a feeling she's
there. I have to change my ticket.
That is not a problem.
Time is gone.
That is not a problem.
Time is gone. Okay. And instead of using SA Airways, I used Eric. And we're not going to.
All right, Mugs, should she leave? Should she go back to Nigeria?
Only if she's coming back.
Oh, I'm coming back. Okay. You can't keep me from Josie. Y'all got Krispy Kreme and chicken.
Oh, God.
All right, so where are you performing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
Nowhere. Okay. More like studio, and I love it. You know what I mean? Like, as artists, we seldom get these weekends where we kind of like we have this time. We're usually gigging all the time, so I'm kind of glad I'm not doing anything this weekend. And yeah, I'm very happy. Okay, then off here, then end of the month comes, and then all these Valentine's things appear all of a sudden.
Yeah,
but I'm happy. I'm doing nothing except studio because I'm trying to finish my album, so I'm excited.
So in other words, you're not gonna come out to my little situation tonight.
Hey,
you didn't sound like you're inviting me.
In other words, I mean,
come on, keep it real, O'Neal.
First of all,
you make it sound like you're gonna be at the club for 30 minutes and then bounce. Hey, young up.
First of all, to be very honest with you, I'm actually out here looking for a Valentine. So tonight at Harem, Sunday at Kong.
Don't worry, Vicky, I got you.
Oh, JR.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are gonna be partying live at Harem with my girl Victoria. Okay, mama.
I swear, this vodka was a bad idea.
Listen, and she hasn't even had any. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, that's so
weird.
I told
anyone listen to freestyle, just I said green.
The sight of vodka.
Keep it green for me.
All right, listen, Duncan out there, back there, the pervert of the office.
Uh-oh.
You know, every office has one.
Yes.
Hey, Duncan Donut.
The White House at some point had Bill Clinton. We have this guy.
Wow.
Yeah, no, seriously, he's looking for a Valentine.
Is he?
Yeah.
Duncan. Whatever.
Look at him. His tongue is already out.
Duncan's trying to dunk your donut. Stay away from my donut, Duncan.
Duncan just licked his lips at me.
Duncan,
he's licking his lips. Duncan, don't do that.
Don't make me send Junior on you. Go get him. Get him,
Junior. All right, so we're going to sing one more time before I let y'all go. Junior.
How about they start this time?
Yeah. You guys, fine.
I follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sing and he follows.
Ladies, open this one, okay? Yeah. Spread it open, girls.
Why were you just snoring on the air?
My
way. Mugs, what?
I didn't even hear what Mugs said because she was already snoring before he said it. So
right,
she didn't even hear.
I'll repeat what Mugs said. He said, ladies, spread it so that the gents can enter.
No.
That's what I heard.
That's his own addition. I didn't say
better
than that.
That's what he said. Anyway, so ladies, apart from Junior, spread it so that Mugs can enter. Are we going to spread it?
Okay.
All right.
Not that type of spread, but we'll
like
do
Nutella.
Something.
Okay.
Like a Nutella spread. Yeah.
This conversation is going downhill.
Yeah,
it's still going downhill.
It's actually appalling.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, Jerry.
Without his money or his fame.
You know, O'Neal, you are the father.
Jerry. All right. So, how are we gonna do it? Are you gonna sing first, and Gina's gonna follow?
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Okay,
I'm a gentleman,
let's go.
Also
I ain't trying to ask for nobody. Hey, all I want to do is play with you. Hey, and I ain't trying to ask for nobody. Cause baby, you know I'm the girl for you.
dun, dun, dun. I ain't trying to vex for you. Dun, 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 dun. I ain't trying to vex for you. Me, I feel vex for you. I just wanna make love 2 + 2. Baby, I just want to do as I do. We making love true, yeah. Hey, 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 oh, da, da. I ain't trying to vex for you. Ba-da-ba-ba, da. Me not try to vex for you. Nina, me one. Girl, you are the one. I ain't trying to vex for you. Hey, me have the one. Boy, you are the one. I'm not trying to vex for you. Hey, I've been a few vex. We got Junior on the keys. What's next? We got Muggsy in the building. In my fear rap and take it to the next level.
No.
Yeah.
I don't wanna rap.
Go ahead. You can sing.
I just wanna sing.
Yeah.
On this fucking track.
Yeah.
Cause I do what I want.
Yeah.
Maybe roll up some blunts.
Yeah.
You don't need to front.
No, no.
I can't come to the crib like.
No.
What's that you wearing?
What's that over there? Yeah.
This is love I'm declaring.
I do declare, yeah.
And your fat booty I'm staring.
Big booty booty. Bounce.
I touch it when I'm near it.
Big, big booty booty. Bounce.
Oh, I love it, girl.
Big, big booty.
Yes, yes, I love it, girl.
Then when you
talking
drop
about blunt,
I love it, girl.
Oh, what you talking about, blunt?
Yeah. I love it, girl.
Yeah.
Talking about blunt.
Yeah. Talking about blunt.
Oh, boy, you talking about blunt? Say, I'm
talking about
weed. Hey, hey, I like. I say.
Talking about blunt.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Yeah.
Higher, higher, higher. Oh.
Yeah.
I wanna get higher, 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 higher.
That's how I forgot the words in my own song. Live on the radio.
I like that. I like that.
Hey.
I really like that.
You know, it's right here. Ain't play like play. Night and day. Hey. Oh, na na na.
Na 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 na.
Na na na
na na. Na 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 na.
Yeah.
No, George,
let's go. Let's shoot this. We already smoked.
I don't wanna.
Here.
I don't wanna.
Before we got here. We already smoked. Before we got here.
Why you gotta go down like
before
that?
Before we got
tell
here.
Tell everybody all our business like that.
There is no faith without your fire. We got to the station.
There is no faith without
your fire. And then we started playing
you.
The keys. And we got.
Yeah. Hey,
hey,
see, I said, I ain't trying to vex for nobody.
Hey. No, no, no.
Okay.
See, all I wanna do is lay with you.
Ooh.
And I ain't trying to vex for nobody.
Like that.
Cause baby, you're the one that I want to do. And you love me like I love you. Tell me that the kind of girl that you need. Not me, be that. I'm the only fine girls who find a past. Nobody, nobody.
I love
nobody, nobody.
Nobody.
Ooh.
Nobody.
Hey, nobody. Give it to me. Smoke a little, drink a little, pon pon the team. The boy really wanna give me that good loving.
Hey.
I went to baseline and I had a good time.
Hey.
Money on the line, money on the line, money on the line. Boys on the line, wanna have a good time. Diggy 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 diggy, one pon the line.
Hey.
I wanna go back to that club place line.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show. A big shout out going out to you, Emma Naira, who is leaving tomorrow. Well, we're not sure if she
might not.
Yeah, she might
if
not.
If I got anything
tomorrow.
To do with it, she might not. Hell, I might not be leaving. You know what? Just get used to me. I'll be around. This relationship might work, O'Neal.
Victoria Kimani, thank you very much once again. We love you here.
I love you too.
We love you so much. And Mugs, welcome to the family.
Yo, man, thank you for having me,
This
bro.
Is what we do. This is what we do.
I love it. I love it.
Are you going to come back?
I had fun. Definitely.
Yo, y'all better give one of us a record deal today, because that was a lot of work. Like.
Yeah, yeah. We had some fire out here, like a couple of fires.
Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on
Make
the
sure
other side
give
of
me
4
the
p.m.
Because I need to give my sister
So, yeah, we'll share it all over the timeline. I'm out of here. Thank you very much. Otherwise, we'll catch each other on social media. And, of course, Victoria Kimani is out at Harem tonight.
Yes.
So we're going to join
Follow us at Victoria Kimani on Instagram, at Eminaira on Instagram, at Mugs. I don't know, but you want to make it do what it do.
Mugs100 at Gmail.
I'm about to follow you right now.
All right, Gina.
You just gave your email address out.
It's insane.
I'm going to cut these guys.
Wow.
All right, Junior, enjoy your weekend, and thanks a lot. You did good, as always. Where's your mic, Junior?
Thanks,
okay,
man.
So there you are. All right, so cool. So, Junior.
Sweet, man.
Big up yourself, huh? Enjoy your Valentine's.
Shout out to you, man.
Enjoy your Valentine's. If you're going to have sex, make sure it's not with the feline.
Hit City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
This is CliffCentral.com.